good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet, and I'm here in the studio with Patty Fink. Lauren, did we hear from Lauren?
Yes, he's stuck at daycare.
Oh, Lauren is stuck at daycare. Okay, well, speaking of daycare, our guest today is Leo Cusimano. He's an organizer of the Modern Family Expo, which is a fundraiser for Wednesday's Child. He and his partner Tony have two children and a very modern family. Before we get to Leo, welcome. Thank you for being up so early. He was here before I was. First time a guest has ever been here before I was, ever, in 20 years. It is Pledge Drive, and I want to ask people to give us a call, support Lambda Weekly, support Gay and Lesbian Radio, and KNON. The number is Metro 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by.
Awaiting your call.
And awaiting your call. Doc is here. Thomas, our producer, is here. Standing by the phones, waiting for people to call. And we know that people have been waiting. I've been listening to the morning shows. They're waiting till later in the show to call, and then all the calls get bunched up at once. So give us a call now. Metro 972-647-1893. We had great support when we were on Sunday. We've moved. I don't know that everybody's found us yet, but new listeners have found us, and they're kind of thinking, who the f*** are these people? Well, we've been with the station for, we were one of the first shows on the air on this station.
And we're still on the air. And you can help keep us on the air by calling 972-647-1893 with your pledge, and support KNON and support Lambda Weekly.
Mm-hmm. In case you're worried about your name getting on a donor list, take all kinds of organization and computers and all kinds of things like that that we don't have here at KNON. So don't worry about any of that. Once you make your pledge, that's all we're looking for. We're not selling pledge drive lists. We're not keeping your name and address so that we can keep bugging you about money. We'll just do that on the air because we know that you're one of our listeners. KNON is all volunteer. It's all volunteer all the time, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. But what we need you to support and to help us pay for is the electric bill, the rent, the tower rent, the phone bill that gets the signal down to the tower, those kinds of things. Just the basics, keeping KNON on the air. So give us a call, Metro 972-647-1893. And our guest today is Leo Cusimano. Leo, tell us a little bit about what is a Modern Family.
Well, David, thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to be back here at KNON. A Modern Family today, this is an organization called Friends of Wednesday's Child. It's a fundraiser for. A Modern Family today means a lot of different things, and I actually speak with future administrators and some of the stuff that I do, but a modern family basically is any family. But today, you know, what we talk about is the fact that in schools today, administrators will find that they have kids that are being raised by grandparents or a single mom or two moms or two
dads.
Or single dads, exactly. A good friend of mine, gay guy that adopted two kids from the foster care system as well, a single dad with two kids. So it encompasses all different families and different structures of families. And that's what we wanted to do with this event, is to create an event that was inclusive and very diverse and very modern, which is today.
And let's just talk a little bit about your modern family. You're two dads.
We are.
At your very advanced age, you decided to rent two children. That's not how it worked.
Thanks, David. Thanks for the advanced age comment. Yeah. We did. We've been together now. September will be 30 years that Tony and I have been together. And so for many years, Tony has wanted kids for many, many years. And he finally got to a point where he needed to wait for his husband to grow up, and I guess I've done that. So we've done a lot of traveling. We have nice jobs and nice homes and that kind of stuff, and it was time for us to kind of give back. And for me, it was really being able to have it mannered that we lived at all, that to give back. And so it was time for us to change our family structure and to create one of these modern families that we talk about with kids. And so it's been that kind of a...
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how does that even happen? You decide you want to have kids, and we know the way Lauren did it. he did it the hard way. He had a he found a surrogate, traveled to Maryland. Isn't this how most people have their children? Travel to Maryland. She got pregnant, and 9 months later, there was the perfect baby, little Gabrielle. And then 2 years later, this is the second week in a row, he is dealing with her. So, you didn't do that. What you did was you went through the foster system. Tell us a little bit about that. First of all, how welcoming is the foster system to gay and lesbian parents?
It's very welcoming, and Laurent did do it the hard way, but really, you know, any time you look at having kids in your life, it is a big decision that you need to make, and you don't want, if you're on the fence, always go to no. I just heard Rosie say that last night in a documentary that she was doing, but we did go through foster to adopt program, and CPS actually likes working with LGBT couples because we're more open to taking or to adopting kids with special needs.
So when you first approached them, were you a little bit apprehensive? How are they going to look at us? How are they going to feel about us? Are they going to accept us?
CPS? Or no, actually, we had some experience through the years through friends of ours that have adopted. And for gay and lesbian adoptions, it could take any kind of form, like Laurent did biologically. You can look at international adoption. You can look at domestic adoption. A lot of gays and lesbians will travel to California to do a domestic adoption through that state because you can adopt as a couple, and both names would be on the birth certificate. It's one adoption, not two like we have to do here in Texas. So there's different ways to adopt that you can choose.
So you went to the to CPS, and... Two days later, you had children, right?
Not exactly. And we actually went through Hope Cottage. CPS is now using foster care organizations to act as the advocate for the parents. So basically, we went and you have to go through training, and Hope Cottage does pride training, which I thought was appropriate. The name there, but it's a several month training, and at the end of it, you get a dual license, so you get a license to do foster care and adoption, and it does open up your mind to even consider foster care, looking at all the training and classes that you go through. But we got our certificate in May of 07, and we was actually placed with a child in July of 07. That's a couple months later.
I mean, it's interesting that you said that you were placed with a child. I think that was interesting that you said that you were placed with a child rather than a child placed with you.
Exactly, and that's what people look at this in different ways, and they say these kids are so fortunate to have parents like you, but we feel like we're the fortunate ones. We really do, to be blessed with these kids that we have. It was a fairly quick adoption in terms of being matched with the children that we've been matched with, because. A lot of times we didn't have any preconceived notion. We were not looking for a specific child. If you're looking for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girl, you may be waiting in for a match for quite some time. But if you're not looking for something specific, like we were not looking for something specific, we were placed pretty quickly.
And you're listening to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here with Patty Fink. Leo Cusimano is with the Modern Family Expo that'll be in Dallas at Methodist, at the park just north of Methodist Hospital, this Sunday, noon till 6 o'clock. This is Pledge Drive, and we need people to give us a call. The number is Metro 972-647-1893. You have 3 months to pay your pledge. It's the easiest. This is the easiest part. You just have to call us and let us know how much you want to donate to KNON to support the show. KNON lost 4 shows due to poor pledge drive performance last quarter. So we don't want that to happen to us, and we know our new listeners don't want that to happen to us because we're such a pleasure early in the morning. At least I am. I don't know about Patty. But
absolutely. I'm a shining example of morning cheer.
And we want to thank we just had one pledge. Both lines are open now, though, so give us a call, Metro 972-647-1 8893.
And you know, if you're listening live and you're in the car and you don't want to grab that phone and try to deal with all of this on the phone while you're in traffic, you can go to KNON.org when you get to work and make your pledge and make sure that you put Lambda Weekly as the show that you're supporting. And you can do it online and you know, at your convenience.
I was doing some pledge drive shows over the weekend, and I was just telling people, you know, if you're driving, I don't care that it's dangerous, call us anyway. Just pick up your cell phone and stop paying attention to the road. It's more important that you pledge to KNON. The number is 972-647-1893. You know, and it's funny because we keep saying Metro 972. Does anybody use Metro anymore?
I'm sure there are listeners out there who are, you know. We have a listener who works in media, and on Facebook he was out with his friends at TCU doing the last taping of something, mm-hmm. and his students all, you know, chimed in with, "What is this word, taping?" Which I think is extraordinary. That's kind of what where Metro is. 972-647-1893. Another phrase we could be is a broken record. A lot of people don't know what a broken record is. Right. But again, that number is 972-647-1893.
Would that be a broken CD?
It could be.
Repeating it like a broken CD, except they don't skip.
I've seen you skip around the office, Jay.
We are talking to Leo Cusimano. We're talking about Modern Family. Leo adopted two children through CPS. And Leo, no problems for a gay couple to go to CPS and start the adoption process.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, CPS is very open to look at placing kids with LGBT folks, and that could be single folks or coupled folks as well.
But what about, aren't children better with a mother and a father?
Well, you know, no, not necessarily. It really depends on the family structure today. I mean, there are so many kids in foster care. You know, in the U.S. today, there are nearly 500,000 kids in foster care. The need is so great to find parents for these kids that you have to get qualified. You have to go through training, but they are desperately seeking folks that are looking to do foster care. So, yeah, there's the need is just so great out there.
Well, and there's so many kids that really need every kid needs attention. Every kid needs attention, regardless of what maybe their social or medical issues might be. And, you know, even with supposedly, you know, average kid, mm-hmm. needs attention. You need somebody to believe in you. You need somebody to be there for you to talk to and bond with and move forward in life that you can count on and have that stability of someone. And kids in foster care, it's one thing they don't have is stability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people they can count on. So that's, I think that's a great thing, and it's a great opportunity for people who might be looking to adopt or just to share their home and what they have and invest in a kid, you know.
That is so true, because especially kids in foster care sometimes have seen so many things that they shouldn't have seen in their little lives, that it's amazing how much they actually blossom when they do get into an environment that is supportive, that is nurturing, and we've even seen those changes in our kids as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so many kids, when you're talking about it safe, that's a big deal, because a lot of kids are in foster care because their parents were perhaps abusive, and so that's what a great opportunity. To work with a kid that really needs, you know, your love and attention. That's what a great opportunity to give back.
And what was your experience with your kids? Why were they in the foster care system?
Well, I think, you know, with our kids specifically, their case, their mom had lots of trouble herself. She was dealing with fetal alcohol syndrome and was dealing with, you know, a lot of issues for herself, not much less two kids, you know, one that had special needs that needed medication and therapy and doctor appointments. And so she really was having a time taking care of herself, much less two kids. And so she did the right thing by voluntarily relinquishing her rights. The kids have been taken away from her a couple of times, but she came to the conclusion that she was going to voluntarily release her kid.
So you adopted siblings?
I did. It was a sibling placement. JJ is now 6 and Elijah is 11. And so when we were placed and matched, they said, well, we have this great kid for you that even looks like you two. And He has a, it's a sibling placement. Are you guys open to that? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And they said, well, what age? I'm like, I'm 7. They said, well, how about 8? I'm like, okay, 8. You kind of like, okay. And it was. And they have the same mom and different dads.
That's great, though. They're together now. They get to grow
absolutely.
Together still.
Yeah, have they ever been separated in foster?
They have never been separated in foster care, and we're their fourth placement in the system.
Why were they moved around so much?
Well, for different reasons, you know, and part of it, they were moved, they were placed with one foster care, and like I said, you know, I have kids with special needs. Elijah has a seizure disorder, he's on medication, and he goes to a therapist and a neurologist and all kind of doctor appointments. So the first foster home that they were placed in didn't last very long because, you know, it's a kid with special needs and lots of energy and stuff. And some foster homes aren't set up to kind of go to doctor appointments as frequently and deal with behavior problems and so forth that we've experienced with Elijah. So they moved him from there to the Catholic Charities in Fort Worth. And so they spent some time with them, and then they moved into another foster home, which was a good placement, and that's, you know, then they moved in with us. So, yeah. I mean, the kids have been going through different things with the mom in terms of institutions and things like that, but for the most part, we were their fourth placement.
Well, you know, we just had Mother's Day, so I have to ask the question. Are you Cam or Mitchell?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Even we've had such great luck with the school. They, you know, because the school understands that, you know, they have kids and there's diverse families in that kind of structure. So they actually do Mother's Day projects, and we got a card from JJ for my two dads kind of stuff. So yeah, the teachers very much are supportive, and they've gone to, you know, we've had them for 3 years now, and they've gone to different schools, and we've found that, you know, every school has been really supportive. We haven't really run into a lot of negative stuff. Now, you know, I hear in talking to my other friends that have kids that's generally what you hear is that the kids don't really experience a lot of negativity. It's more the parents, the teachers, and administrators, that the older folks that we have problems with. But the kids, you know, there'll be bullies in every school, and we're trying to eradicate that now, but there'll still be bullies in every school. But for the most part, the trouble with the LGBT community that runs into is more of the older folks.
We'll be back with more. Leo's going to be talking more about how to adopt, his experience with adoption, how to be a good new modern family, but it is Pledge Drive. The number is 972-647-1893. I don't see the pledge forms, but we want to thank people who have called in already today. This is Lambda Weekly. We're the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian radio show anywhere in the country, and we want to keep it that way. We want to keep going. You know who we have coming up as a guest? The host of one of the other oldest, longest-running radio shows. They're down in Houston. I was on their show a few weeks ago. They're going to come on to our show.
I've heard that show when I've been in Houston and driving through, actually.
Yeah,
really,
and
stay.
Brian and Jennifer, they do a great job. So, but give us a call. The number, Metro, 972-647-1893. You know, it's all about being live and being local. Our music shows are all programmed by our DJs, not by some corporation up in New York or out in California. Our talk shows are all programmed by us, so the nonsense you hear is all Patty's fault. We want to keep it that way. But we're the only station on the air in North Texas that is like that.
This is an amazing station, and they bring you community radio in the every sense of the word community. 24/7, we have programming from every kind of community throughout North Texas. When we were on Sunday afternoons, the show before us was a gospel show, and on right immediately following us was North Texas Polka. So we have lots of diversity at KNON, and we love that. Our listeners love that. And if you love that, give us a shout at 972-647-1893. pledge any size is a great help to keeping our show on the air, keeping KNON on the air in North Texas.
You know, and our station manager, there are like 80-something stations on in this area. I would say our station manager is the biggest lunatic in Dallas radio. So we love Dave.
But we love him.
We love Dave. So give us a call. Keep KNON on the air, 972-647-1893.
Noon to 6 p.m., the Reliant Trinity River Wind Festival features show kites, soaring kites, and personal kite flying with your own kite, along with a kayak clinic, paddling adventure on the pond, and camping displays where Sewell Subaru will be showcasing their latest cars and trucks. The Blackland Prairie Raptor Center will have a performance by bird trainer Steve Martin. The Reliant Trinity River Wind Festival this Saturday at Trammell Crow Park. For more information, dallascityhall.com or 214-671-9500.
KNON thanks Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERimaging.com.
KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. If you like what you're hearing and want to show your appreciation for great community radio, pick up the phone and call to make your pledge. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of our listeners, there won't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes to make a pledge. 972-647-1893.
KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And as you just heard, it is Pledge Drive, and we have lots and lots of pledge premiums. My favorite new one, for a $75 pledge, we have a jumbo 64-inch black and white windproof umbrella with the KNON logo of the voice of the people on it. For a $50 pledge, we have a black 100% cotton twill baseball cap with a white embroidered KNON 89.3 FM voice of the people logo in front. Patty was here all week embroidering those herself. For a $25 pledge, a lime green KNON Frisbee sports flyer, and we have our regular pledge premiums too. For a $40 pledge, our KNON t-shirts that come in sizes small through quadruple extra large. Perfect for you, Patty.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I got one of every size.
I know you do. I know you do, because you go up and down in size, and right now you're in a size small, but, you know, last week you were in a quadruple X.
And we have the folding chairs, the KNON folding chairs. If you go to events a lot and you want to, you know, relax, and it even has a cup holder, you can fold that chair up and put it in its own carrier that you can sling over your shoulder and carry with you. They're fantastic. You can get one chair for a $100 pledge and two for a $150 pledge.
And if you have two kids, you can get four of them for a $300 pledge.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, as always, the KNON apron is a steal.
That is your favorite.
Call in and give us a pledge, because you can get a KNON apron, and it is fantastic in the kitchen. You've got to have one of these.
And if you'd like to do a bank draft, we do bank drafts where you just have a monthly amount taken out of your checking account. Just call in, give our phone people your name, your address, a phone number. The station will send you the information that you need.
And that's an easy way to do it, because you don't notice it's gone, really, if you're giving every month. You adjust, and it's a great way to help support KNON Radio. Mm-hmm. And you can do that by calling 972-647-1893. And, you know, you can listen on the air live in North Texas. You can listen on the web if you're not local in North Dallas, or even if you are. And you can also listen to our podcasts that you can download from our website at lambdaweekly.com or iTunes. So we're reaching out to you. Please reach out to us with a pledge of support. 972-647-1893.
I thought you were going to say you can listen to us live. Or you can even listen to us dead.
Well, maybe that.
We are talking to Leo Cusimano, who's an organizer of the Modern Family Expo, which is a fundraiser for Wednesday's Child. It's going to be held this Sunday from noon to 6, and it's at that park on the corner of Beckley and Greenbrier. It's just south of, or just north of Methodist Hospital in Oak Cliff. Okay, so Leo, you got these two great kids, and in Texas you can't do a two-parent adoption automatically.
That is correct.
You said, I'm not putting up with that.
Yeah, that is correct. And you really have to do a second parent adoption. So we were matched with the kids in July of 07, and we got to meet the kids first in December of 07. And so several months later, we was able to get a full full-time placement in March of 08. And so it took us, you know, they have to be in your home for 6 months, and then after they're in your home for 6 months, then you can do the formalized adoption, and one of you can adopt, and you go through that process, and then 6 months later you can do a second parent adoption. So in Texas, LGBT folks need to do two adoptions, go through that the process twice.
And you did that, and yep. So you're both parents. Why is it so necessary to have the two-parent adoption?
Well, a lot of times, especially with kids, you know, you need to be able to have that responsibility to be able to take them to schools and
the doctor. The emergency room.
Exactly, which we've had to do, you know, with these two kids. And so you really want to be able to have full access and not be questioned, especially when the school sees one dad picking up and another dad dropping off, so it's that kind of thing. You know, you need to have all those documents in place
to travel,
especially.
Mm-hmm. And if you're traveling through Oklahoma, especially, you want to have that copies of your paperwork.
They're not honoring though. That's the point. You can have the paperwork there, and they're still not honoring. Okay, so your kids. One of them has special needs. He's the older one. Mm-hmm. How's he doing?
He's doing really well. Both boys do horseback riding, very therapeutic. Their family history, their parents, their family used to raise Tennessee walking horses. And so both boys take riding lessons. Elijah recently won a medal with his riding lessons. We were very happy. And he is doing very well. He's in Special Olympics as well. He's considered a child with special needs. And won a medal at Special Olympics a couple weekends ago. We're very excited about that.
Where was that held?
It's held in South Oak Cliff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So just real local. Oh, okay. Especially Elijah is old enough, although he's the one with the special needs. So I don't know if maybe it just was something that didn't occur to him. JJ's getting old enough. How do they deal with the gay issue?
You know, it's funny because, you know, Elijah, you know, came to us, was sitting with me on the sofa one day, and something came on TV, and he just turned to me and said, "You're gay." You know, and, you know, it was funny because, you know, the proud gay man, I remember serving years ago on the board of the Dallas Gay and Lesbian Alliance with David Taffet here. And, you know, I was an activist back then. And so I was like, when Elijah mentioned that, I'm like, yes, I'm gay. You know, and Tony's like scratching his head going, oh, no. You know, he said, Leo.
We're having the conversation.
After the conversation, Tony was like, you know, Leo, that was a perfect teachable moment. You know, and it is a situation where you learn as parents, even, you know, at the elderly age that I am. Thank you, David Taffet. It's a lot of learning that needs to take place. And, you know, and it was a great opportunity for me to say, what do you mean by that? You know, and where did you hear that? And talk through that, you know, but the
does he understand what it means?
He does, and we talked through it, and it was really an interesting day, to kind of say the least. But yeah, it is a learning kind of situation.
So how have you discussed that with them since? Yeah, how is it presented? I mean, to them, it's not an odd situation. They've been comfortable in your home since they got there, it seems. You know, and I've seen you with your kids now. Leo and I work together in the same office. So, you know, I've seen him with his kids now since you got them. But and they always just seemed very comfortable with the two of you. So how have you discussed it with them, or how has it come up again?
Well, we first presented it from a parental standpoint. You know, there's all kind of diverse families out there. And we explained to the kids in school, remember Tyler? He has two moms. And remember Jessica? She has two dads. And, you know, this other child is being raised by their grandparents. You know, there's different families out there. And so we approached that area first. That way first, and then we went into, you know, Dad and I are partners and life partners, and you know, and he understands, because he's seen things in school with the other kids and their parents and stuff, and so it was a good positive kind of thing to do. We didn't get into the details of what we do or that kind of thing, and sure. Or how we're defined, but you know, for the most part, it was a pretty loving kind of situation, you know, kind of from that perspective.
Well, and one of the reasons the book Heather Has Two Mommies is one of my favorite books is because she just presents it. Some people have two mommies, some people have a mommy and a daddy, some people have two daddies. Period.
Absolutely.
End of story. That's the way it is.
And there are books out there, and we've shared those books with them, the kids as well, that help explain, you know, the whole gay issue and the different parenting issues out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you had any trouble in school with, like you said, with the, it's usually the adults, it's not the kids, but it's usually the adults. Have you had any trouble in school with any of the adults?
We have not. It's been really an amazing journey for us to kind of go through the different schools, and the kids have gone to private schools and public schools, and currently one is in a Catholic school and the other is in public school, DISD. And so, yeah, it's been very positive. We have not had, that we can see any kind of discrimination against us as gay and lesbian parents or even the kids of having two dads kind of thing.
Good.
So we're talking about the event on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And is this going to be, if Aaron and I were to go, we would see, like, a food and jewelry and jousting? Is that kind of what we're going to encounter?
You would see, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be so much fun, and it is going to be kind of a diverse kind of a thing, too. There will be a circus there, so you might see some jousting. We're actually doing a kids' circus at the Modern Family Fest this Sunday, and it will have, it's so fun. They'll put, like, little egg crates that they cut out and string around the kids' face and Velcro a ball on their nose, and they're the seals. And there'll be other kids dressed up in lions, and there'll be tightrope walking and that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. It's for, really anyone. The kids there from 2 to 16, I think, that we're looking at doing. I mean, it's going to be an amazing, fun event in Oak Cliff. And there's so much going on, from a live music to a stage. I think Dallas Pride Cheer is going to be there.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
This is Pledge Drive. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Patty Fink. The number to call for Pledge Drive is 972-647-1893. We have two mega pledges. One of them is for a $1,000 pledge. You can get the name of your group, your name, your business, your church, your team, displayed inside the KNON studios for all the DJs here to see, for all of our guests to see. It'll be in a gold plaque on the wall, and that is for a $1,000 pledge, and it'll be hanging here as long as KNON is here. For a $500 pledge, you can get your name on the list at every single KNON event. So if you go to a lot of our concerts, things that are over at Sons of Herman Hall, down at Poor David's Pub, or anywhere that KNON is holding an event, we can get you two tickets, or your name will be at the door for two tickets, and you can get in at no additional charge. And usually those events include food. They include it includes the music. It includes all kinds of fun. And people who go to our events regularly always enjoy them. But that's for a $500 pledge, and your name will be there for two tickets for the year. If you need three, we'll get you three. Just give me a call. Give us a call, 972-647-1893.
You know, we've been on the air since 1983, August of 1983, and KNON has been so very supportive of gay and lesbian radio in North Texas, and we are the oldest, longest-running GLBT radio show anywhere in the country. So support us. Keep us on the air. We want to be there a year from now and beyond. 972-647-1893. And notice that the 893 is kind of like 89.3 FM.
It used to be a different number when I first started, but right. they picked that so that they could get the 89.3.
Exactly.
That's part of our phone number.
972-647-1893.
Mm-hmm. And show KNON that what you're listening to is worth it to you and that you want it to continue. 972-647-1893. We're talking to Leo Cusimano. He is with Modern Family, the Modern Family Expo. He has a Modern Family. Okay, so let's go back to TV. Which one is more you, Modern Family with Cam and Mitchell or Brothers and Sisters with Kevin and Kevin's partner?
Probably Modern Family.
You are more Modern Family.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so you do all the things that Patty and I tell LaRon not to do, like locking the kid in the car. And
it is, you know, it is a lot of fun, and I tell you, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of fun, but at the end of the day, it's more love than your heart can hold. Mm-hmm. It really is, having two kids. And they're funny, too. I mean, JJ is just hilarious. You know, it's these little things that you remember forever. I mean, my sister, you know, when we first got JJ, she was holding him in her arms. You know, he was probably four or something like that. And he's like, "What are those?" And she said, "Those are my breasts." And I could say that, right? Yeah. "Those are my breasts." And he said, and he looked at her and he said, he thought a minute and he said, "Can I pop them?" It's just funny little kid, you know, and yeah, but you know, life is good when it's messy, and with kids, it's lots of messy. Mm-hmm. So,
when you first decided to adopt, and you went to who did you go to? It's real easy to say, well, CPS has all of these kids, mm-hmm. and by the way, Texas has more in foster care than any other state.
That's true.
But there are all these kids. But how do you get them? You know, it's easy to say just go to CPS. What did you do?
We had a friend that went through CPS as well. And so when we initially were making the decision to do to have kids in our life, we actually looked at domestic adoption, going to California, looking at working with an attorney there so we can both be on the birth certificate and have one adoption. We also looked in San Antonio because CeCe Cox and other friends of ours went to San Antonio for their adoption. But then we decided to go through CPS here locally, and we contacted Hope Cottage. We actually went online first and looked at many of the kids that you can see online to be adopted. But through that process, we got connected with Hope Cottage. And Hope Cottage is one of the oldest adoption organizations in the country, or in North Texas, and they've been around for a long time. And they developed a program specifically for gay and lesbians to look at adopting, and that's their Pride training.
And did you have to go and that's what I was going to say. You went through a training class, actually.
Absolutely. To do foster care or an adoption through CPS, you have to go through a training, and it's a foster-to-adopt program. So you do get a dual certificate for both foster and adoption, and you actually have to do some foster care at least for 6 months before they actually place a kid with you.
And we need to take a break. We're talking to Leo Cusimano, who is an adoptive parent, and with the Modern Family Expo that's going to be in at the park near Methodist Hospital this Sunday, noon to 12. Noon to 6. We'll be back with more right after this.
Dallas Voice, a Texas LGBT media company, has covered news, entertainment, culture, and opinion in the North Texas LGBT community for more than 25 years. Every week, Dallas Voice reaches more than 45,000 North Texas LGBT readers in print. DallasVoice.com informs more than 170,000 visitors every month, with breaking news appearing throughout the day, every day in the Instant Tea blog. Dallas Voice is proud to support KNON Community Radio.
Coming to the Bone Sunday, April 22nd, it's Chris Watson, Joey Love, and the Christian Brooks Band featuring KNON's Lady Lotion for a KNON Barbecue and Blues benefit event.
This is an early event with the doors at 5 p.m. Mama Faye's Barbecue and Home Cooked Food will be serving up their fantastic chopped brisket sandwiches, barbecue chicken, potato salad, and famous barbecued beans. Jay Mack of the Monday Blues Show will be hosting a party on the roof. Advance tickets are only $8 and available at KNON.org, at The Bone, Bill's Records, Good Records in Dallas, and Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie. That's $8 for three awesome blues acts and dinner. This event will be one you are sure not to forget, so get your tickets now. The Bone is located at 2724 Elm Street in Deep Ellum. Just look for the big KNON painted on the side of the building. That's Chris Watson, Joy Love, and Christian Brooks Band, featuring KNON's Lady Lotion with Jay Mack and Mama Faye's Barbecue and Home Cooked Food, Sunday, May 22nd at The Bone in Deep Ellum. KNON 89.3 FM is broadcasting Democracy Now!, a national daily radio news program covering today's news and issues. Democracy Now! Is hosted by Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez, broadcast worldwide on over 900 stations, pioneering the largest community media collaboration in the country. Democracy Now! Can be heard on KNON Mondays through Thursdays from 8 to 9 a.m. Not the same old news heard everywhere else, it's news of the people for the people. Democracy Now!, Monday through Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on KNON 89.3 FM.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here in the studio with Patty Fink, and Leo Cusimano's here with us. Doc is on the phones. Thomas is on the phones. We need more people to keep our on-the-phones people on the phones. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. It's Pledge Drive, and we have lots of pledge premiums. You know, we love when people sometimes ask, well, wouldn't it be less expensive if you didn't give away all those shirts? And yeah, it would be, but we want people to wear them. It's our only publicity for the station. It's how people know that we're out there. So we want you to use our bumper stickers and wear our T-shirts and proudly show that you listen to KNON.
And nothing makes me smile more, of course, when I see, you know, bumper stickers and fun stuff, but to see a KNON bumper sticker out there. And you can get a bumper sticker when you pledge. So give us a shout, 972-647-1893. Your support is important for this station. You're important to us, and we want to hear from our listeners. No pledge too small or large. So please give us a shout, 972-647-1893.
My favorite place finding somebody with a KNON bumper sticker was down in West, and they were stopping for kolaches. So it was like, oh, polka! You listen to our polka show. Anyway, give us a call, Metro 972-647-1893. You know, the programming on KNON, it's not like the programming anywhere else. We're the only gay and lesbian show on the air up here in North Texas. The polka show is the only polka show. You don't find the blues anywhere else on Dallas radio. You don't find gospel like we have it here on KNON radio. You know, and everybody says to me, what's your lead in? And I say, well, it's gospel. And then, really? We're great friends. We love the shows that are on before
and
us.
And newly added right in our old time slot is a Jewish music program. So
right.
Where are you going to find that in North Texas?
In North Texas,
here at KNON.
In North Texas, we were looking for another Jewish music show. We couldn't find one in Oklahoma, believe it or not. We couldn't find one anywhere else in Texas. This is it. KNON provides programming that nobody else has. So give us a call. Support Community Radio, 972-647-1893. I'm looking at our pledge goal drive chart, and since the weekend, we haven't moved up a whole lot, and we really need to. We were really progressing there for a while, and all of a sudden, it seems to have gotten stuck. So please help us, because we need you to help us, please. Metro 972-647-1893. Our phone operators at this hour are just, they're kind of dozing and about to drop off over the... Please keep them awake. So call us, 972-647-1893. Do I sound like this is like my 10th pledge drive show just with this pledge drive? I've been here a lot. We're talking to Leo Cusimano. He is with the Modern Family Fest. Councilwoman Delia Hasso is going to be there. She's not going to be there. Why not, Leo?
I think the city was looking to sponsor the event, and that didn't happen.
Ah, her name's on the invitation, though. It shouldn't be there.
Right.
Okay. Well, when she's on next time, I just talked to her, and she's going to be on soon. When Delia's on next, we'll ask her, why didn't you go? It was really a nice event.
A quick news item, yeah. I think is really awesome, and I saw as I was leaving for the show this morning that it's the top story on CNN, for example, mm-hmm. this morning, and that is the change in the military policy in the U.S. Navy. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Navy is now going to allow chaplains to perform same-sex marriages on the military bases in states where same-sex marriage is legal.
Wow.
Where there is marriage equality. I hate that same-sex marriage or gay marriage. There is no such thing.
It's
marriage equality. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and that's one of those things where when it's just seen as marriage, the idea of our talking to Leo won't be as, well, how are you accepted? Well, we've been together for 30 years. You know, seriously, Leo, right, that's right. Your answer to, well, what kind of a stable family are you providing for these two kids? You've been together for 30 years.
You'd never know it, though. I thought you were maybe 26.
Thank you very much.
She's such a liar. You said Tony had wanted a kid all along.
He had. He has wanted a kid for many years. And he is such a patient and such a great dad. I'm just his lovely assistant. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that kind of thing. And it's one that he has a lot of nieces and nephews on his side of the family, like 18, you know, and I have like maybe two. Mm-hmm. But for myself, you know, and my sister, we, you know, both of our parents are gone, and my brother passed away in 86 of leukemia. And so we really had this incredible shrinking family. So this was a way for us to expand our family. Mm-hmm. You know, and I tell you, even today, it's just an amazing journey. You know, Dave, I'll drive home from work, and I'll drive up at the house and get out my car and slam that door. JJ will hear that door slam and come running outside, Daddy, Daddy, and jump up in my arms. It's just so hard. You know, it makes me cry every time. It's like, oh, my gosh. It's just that's what this is all about, is creating a family and giving support to these kids that really, really, really need it.
Okay, so on Modern Family, mm-hmm. You're saying Tony is, you know, just the nurturing one, so he's Cam.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
I see where you're going with this. Yeah.
Well, with LaRon and Danny, Danny is the one who is so protective. He's Cam.
He's got to be.
He is. And what's funny is that biologically, and LaRon hates when we even say this because he doesn't want... he doesn't want anybody to feel, especially Gabrielle, like
exactly.
She's more his than Danny's. But Gabrielle is biologically LaRon's, but looks like Danny, which is what's so funny. but he's definitely he's Cam. Mm-hmm. Do you find that there always is that kind of funny balance between the two?
Absolutely, absolutely, and you know, and it changes. It's not always the same. I mean, yeah, in different situations, and it really, you know, it depends on where you're at as well. You know, if you have a good day or a bad day, or you know, or what needs to be done, you need to get everything accomplished, and it's fun.
This is the really, really important question: is there a Fizbo in your home? You know, the clown. If you watch Modern Family, Fizbo's Cam's clown, and he dresses up in.
There is. Yes, absolutely.
Possibly there on Sunday.
Possibly there on Sunday.
I do want to get in one more little nudge. Give us a call. We are still in pledge drive. It's Metro 972-647-1893. Plenty of pledge premiums. Our studio is filled with pledge premiums hanging around. We have the lunch koozie that's a black koozie with a KNON logo on it. We have the backpack. The backpack's for a $50 pledge. So is the koozie. I don't see the shopping bags that we've had before. I'm not sure if that's on there at this time. But you and I both do all of our shopping with KNON green shopping bags. Mm-hmm. We have the folding chair for a... we do have the Big Thunder tote bag. $35 pledge for one or a $50 pledge for two. KNON coffee after the show. You and I are going out to the slopes of KNON to pick coffee off the mountaintops that are next door to our studio. It's good coffee, perfectly roasted. You know, after we pick all the beans, we come back to the studio and we roast them.
It's a process done with love, and mm-hmm. you would love this coffee. 972-647-1893. And we had a call of the complaint pointing out that, you know, Polka Jennifer on Sunday afternoons is the one who embroiders the hats. But I got to say, I work really hard embroidering those hats. So it may be a little bit of a competition.
To see whose embroidery is better.
You can get one of my hats if you call 972-647-1893 with your pledge.
And we're talking to Leo Cusimano. He adopted two children. One of them is a special needs child. And you've said that CPS, Child Protective Services, actually is looking for gay families because gay families tend to be real good with special needs children.
That's very true. In fact, we're more open to taking kids with special needs. Yeah, and so that's kind of that's where they like working with gay and lesbian folks to place kids with.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's so difficult for us to adopt and to have our own families that we're open to looking at creating a family, and you know, I think it's part of the community is that we want to, you know, help these kids because there's such a great need that they have been in a situation of abuse, neglect, or abandonment that and some of those same feelings that we've felt as gay and lesbians at times in our lives, and it's us wanting to help.
Well, exactly, and I think our community does understand the need to celebrate diversity. We understand when you're different, and a lot of these special needs kids, I'm sure, are different in their, you know, normal school environments and such. And so I think there's a natural acclimation there that's a good fit.
And absolutely, and I think the celebration part is key there because especially come see us at the Modern Family Fest this weekend. That's going to be so much fun there. I wanted to explain a little bit. The Modern Family Fest is actually a fundraiser for Friends of Wednesday's Child. Everybody knows what Wednesday's Child is. It's actually two different organizations. Wednesday's Child, the program on Channel 8, is basically how to their function is to place kids, and Friends of Wednesday's Child is to support kids. And for us, you know, our goal is to bring hope and healing to North Texas foster kids. And so we have this event that's going to happen this Sunday, and it's going to be so much fun. There'll be a cowboy camp with cowboy great Tommy Newsom. He's done like a mini cowboy camp. And there'll be a circus there as well, and games, and arts and crafts, family
portraits. And a Buster Brown band.
Buster Brown band will be there. The great trumpeter as well, Freddie Jones. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. I'll be there painting faces. And so bring your kids by and get your faces painted. It's about $10 for parents to attend and $5 for kids. And there's a family package that you can buy for $60, which includes two adult tickets, two child tickets, and an event blanket and food coupons as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And let's just hope it's not 113 degrees.
It's supposed to be 80 degrees, and it's supposed to be sunny. So, but this is a park that's canopied as well, so it'll be lots of shade and lots of fun.
Good. You know, and one more time, if somebody does want to is looking into adoption, you recommend Hope Cottage.
I really do. They're very, very supportive in the community, and they have a great program. The program was really an amazing thing to go through.
Which teaches you what you need to know.
All the trials and tribulations and safety as well. I mean, they teach you CPR. They teach you, you know, everything you really need to know when it comes to taking care and supporting kids with special needs and what you'll see when you go into that situation that whole process.
And if a couple is just kind of thinking about it, but they really don't want to commit, that might be a good place to learn whether or not you would make a good
absolutely, and you don't have to. You can go through the training without actually having to sign up and get your certificate without having to go through and commit to it. But they're open to any questions that you may have And please feel free to call in and talk to someone, you know, in almost any adoption agency. Not all adoption agencies, but a lot of adoption agencies out there will field your questions. And you can, and I would suggest that you do, like a lot of people will do, when you're thinking about this, is go online, and just type in adoption in North Texas, and you'll come up with several websites that you can see some kids that are in desperately need of homes. That's one of the ways that we started as well.
You know, is the training that you got through Hope Cottage, is that available for straight people as well?
Absolutely. In fact, it is. It's like the Modern Family Fest. It's for everyone. It's not just for LGBT folks. So yeah, they do that training for anyone, and gay, straight, and you know, when we went through the training, there were about 8 couples there, and two of the couples were gay, and the rest of them were straight. Yeah.
Leo Cusumano, I want to thank you for being here with us today.
Yes, thanks, Leo. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.
You still have time to give us a call. The number is Metro 972-647-1893. I'm going to stick around. I'll be answering phones. Doc's going to stay a little bit, and he'll help answer phones. And this is the part of the show where our producer, Thomas Pearson, comes on and disavows any knowledge of our existence.
Thank you for listening to the KNON Morning Line. We'd like to remind you that the views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNON 89.3 FM.